Passage number 7.
Mrs. Gray was old and deaf, and she was in court, accusing a neighbour of allowing his dogs to come into her garden, damage her vegetables, and run after her cat and her chickens. After hearing both sides, the judge thought that it would be best and cheapest for everybody if Mrs. Gray and her neighbour could come to some sort of arrangement to settle the matter between themselves. So he asked the lawyer who was representing Mrs. Gray to find out how much money she wanted from her neighbour in order to stop the action against him. Her lawyer explained to her what was happening, but Mrs. Gray couldn't hear what he said. So he repeated loudly,
"The judge wants to know what you will take."
"Oh, oh, thank you very much," Mrs. Gray answered politely. "Please tell him that I'll have a glass of beer."
Exercise A. Which of these sentences are true and which are false? Write T or F in the boxes. Number 1.
Mrs. Gray's dogs had run after a neighbour's chickens.
Number 2.
The judge was afraid that Mrs. Gray and her neighbour might settle the matter between themselves.
Number 3.
Mrs. Gray's lawyer asked her how much money she wanted.
Number 4.
Mrs. Gray didn't understand him because she was deaf.
Number 5.
She thought the judge had offered her a drink.
Number 6.
The judge had really asked her what she would like to drink.
Exercise B. Now answer these questions. Number 1.
Why had Mrs. Gray come to court?
Number 2.
What did the judge decide?
Number 3.
What did he do as a result?
Number 4.
What did Mrs. Gray's lawyer do then?
Number 5.
What happened to Mrs. Gray?
Number 6.
And what did the lawyer do?
Number 7.
What was Mrs. Gray's answer?
Number 8.
What mistake had she made?